This election, there may be even more attention than usual paid to your polling place. This after Donald Trump's claim that the voting process might be rigged. Now, polling place laws vary from state to state, so we get a look at Georgia's rules from WABE's Johnny Kaufman.
I want to get this out of the way first. No selfies and no cameras in polling places, okay? Your special moments in the voting booth are meant to be private. That's state law. Still, polling places are quite public. Chris Harvey is the elections director in the Georgia Secretary of State's office.
There's no prohibition from citizens or visitors or curious people or whoever from going and hanging around at polling places, watching what's going on, observing people coming in and out.
But there is a prohibition against campaigning, campaign signs, or even campaign clothing within 150 feet of a polling place. So maybe don't wear your Make America Great Again hat. Campaigns and political parties are allowed a few of their own poll observers. You might see them inside, but if they see a problem, they have to leave to make any phone calls. Harold Franklin is part of a nonpartisan poll observers group with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights.
We have t-shirts that say nonpartisan election protection.
They'll be answering questions and watching for voter intimidation. What qualifies as intimidation is pretty subjective.
But there are certain things that rise to the level of intimidation over others. You know, Georgia is an open carry state, and so individuals with weapons exposed or coming and asking questions and attempting to challenge voters.
That could be intimidation, says Franklin. Police and official security are the only people allowed to carry weapons inside polling places. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.